We're back. It's WJR's Game Day in the D. Your chance to roar when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. You could win tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app. Find the secret keyword, then text it to 1-800-859-0957. For more info, visit WJR.com. Well, I'm sitting up here in the Golden Tower and overlooking this amazing city. You got to have goosebumps when you walk into this town this week. We got the Tigers. We got the Lions. I mean, sports are kicking off. The energy is electric. You can feel it. There is no question, our city of Detroit is a place to be, and it's just fun. It's just fun. I mean, I know there's a lot going on in the world, but right here in this place, sometimes you can just enjoy yourself and have some fun. And that, to me, none other better to talk about than one of my dear, dear friends and partners, Christos Mosidis. You know, Christos, my brother, you have to tell us, how exciting is it to be in Detroit? And when you think about it, as a family owned for the London Chop House, Fishbones, you name it, Greek Town, Eastern Market, you have to be, I don't know, pinching yourself a little bit.
Todd, it's a great pleasure to be here with you. Obviously, you love to pull W, but glad to hear your voice on these great airlines. I'm telling you, Detroit is really humming right now. It's been a tough run after the COVID kick in the butt, but right now we're back in high fashion. Sports teams, development, automotive, it's really, really a great time in Detroit. And it's not just about the downtown, it's all the neighborhoods. It's the Eastern Market, it's Corktown, it's News Center. It's a great time to be in Detroit.
I know that you have your pulse in your hands in a lot. I know that you are constantly, like me, you're always working, you're making things happen, and you got, you know, you're full of energy. I had the opportunity to go down and look at Southwest Detroit, see what's going on down there. You know, that... We don't talk about that a lot. We don't talk about, I mean, we hear about the train station, how beautiful it is, how amazing it is, but all the development that's happening. You're down there. You got structures down there. Tell us about that and what's coming in. If you had to project the future, what do you see as far as commerce and people bringing their infrastructure into Detroit?
Well, listen, I tell you, it's great what happened, you know, with Gilbert, what they're doing with the Gilbert family at Hudson's. It's exciting what Ford's doing at Michigan Central. We are spread out with myself and the family, the Gutierrez family, been longtime developers in Detroit. My wife, Elena, my brother-in-law, Nico, my mother-in-law, Maria, all very active. And I tell you, Southwest Detroit is a great area. We've got industrial holdings down there. And we've basically taken some old classic Detroit industrial and put in a partnership with New Lab and also Beacon Manufacturing to take those creative ideas inside of New Lab and let these brilliant engineers and visionaries create what they're doing on the computer and then build inside of our warehouse these manufacturing startups. So it's hard tech space, building drones, building robotic pallet jacks. The amount of technology that's happening is incredibly exciting. And for me to be a part of that manufacturing might of Detroit that's never gone away, but sometimes gets forgotten, is extremely rewarding. And what happens is that you bring people from around the world, not just around the country, but around the world, into Detroit, feed off of that, and then they move their families back. Mm. And then they start buying properties in Detroit. And it doesn't have to just be in the core, right? It can be in Southwest, which is a great, you know, Hispanic area that is now, you know, becoming even bigger and brighter because you've got areas like North Corktown that's had some vacant areas being developed. So it starts filling in those 139 square miles of Detroit into a great neighborhood that fills in these gaps, creates energy in all these areas, and I think gives a much bigger imprint than just the Central Business District.
So true. So, you know, I had the great honor and privilege of working for Mayor Mike Duggan when he was the Wayne County Prosecutor's and at the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office as the Wayne County Prosecutor. And one of his big things, one of his hallmarks back then, even back then in those days, was to take down abandoned homes, take down nuisance and abatement issues within the city of Detroit and build up the city of Detroit. And he started doing it as a prosecutor. Obviously, he's carried the torch as a mayor, and I'm sure he will as a governor. But the key that you just mentioned, it's not just about the business structure within what I see every day as I walk around the downtown, but it's also that structure that you see that's happening within the confines of 189 square miles of the city of Detroit, 139 of the, and so you have your pulse on businesses. I mean, how many times are you entertaining new companies from around the world to come into Detroit?
Well, I think we have to do our part, and be cheerleaders for the city. Sometimes that bad rap is still out there for some strange reason about Detroit, but I do my best to do the Christos tour of Detroit and show them the neighborhoods, show them the manufacturing, and also the sexy stuff, the Lemon Chop House, the Fish Bones, we got what we're doing up in New Center with Hotel St. Regis right next door to the Fisher Building. But what's really been exciting, too, is also an Eastern Market. You know, you've got another traditional neighborhood of Detroit.
Yeah, and talk to me about that.
Everyone loves Eastern Market. It's for, every makeup of person. I don't care your age, your color, your creed. It gives something for everybody. And so what I've done recently with a bunch of my partners is we bought in 2020 an old brewery from 1868. It was called the Detroit Brewing Company, 70,000 square foot building. And we bought it, and it was a cold storage for the last 50 years. So we had to gut it from all the ammonia pipes. There was no windows in it. The windows were 3 feet, 8 inches thick, those walls.
Wow.
Of cork and brick. And it was just a solid, solid building. But we renovated the whole thing and it turned into a Class A office, but also hospitality building. And so our anchor tenant is iHeartRadio. Sorry, competitor, but, iHeartRadio.
Got to have competition.
Got to have competition for everyone to keep it honest. But I tell you, it's great. 50 people down there per day, and it's creating a great energy in the market on that Monday through Friday. The markets are great on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday through Friday, it brings more people. It's also because what we're doing there, we're going to have a Greek restaurant called Kamari that will be in the building. We'll have an art gallery called Black Book Gallery. There's these beautiful, we call them the catacombs, but they're where the beer used to be stored in the basement. 8,000 square feet down there that will be into a food and beverage destination. And we have an event space called The Market, where this weekend we actually had a Tigers watch party with Detroit versus Everybody, doing a Tigers versus Everybody t-shirt, so you can find those online. So doing a lot to create some great energy down there.
You are, my brother. And I will say this, and I got to tell everybody out there, the best steak, I think, in town, London Chop House. Thank you. Christos, I'll talk with you soon. Love you too, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll be right back with Focus and Paul W.